Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
In a movement to ease growing tensions between Harare and Washington, the United States ambassador to Zimbabwe has reached out to Washington for an explanation on the alleged mistreatment of Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister, Simbarashe Mumbengegwe, in New York.
We had summoned him in order to deliver a protest regarding the treatment that was meted out to the minister at JFK when he was leaving New York from the United Nations General Assembly.
Harare residents cry foul over exorbitant service charges following promises by the local authority to write off outstanding debts backdating to 2009.
Residents are more concerned with the inaccurate bills they are receiving from the city of Harare, particularly on water consumption, where they used to pay around $10 for water consumption. They are now receiving bills indicating between $70 to $80 every month.
And the Zimbabwe Teachers Association demands almost $1,000 for the lowest paid teacher.
I think this smacks of unnecessary excitement on the part of Zimta, because they want to appear as if they are the ones who are fighting for teachers more than anyone else.
In a movement to ease growing tensions between Harare and Washington, the United States ambassador to Zimbabwe, Bruce Wharton, has reached out to Washington for an explanation on the alleged mistreatment of Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister, Simbarashe Mumbengegwi, at the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York last month. Relations between Harare and Washington soured after Mumbengegwi was allegedly not given diplomatic treatment, according to ministers at JF Kennedy International Airport, as he was subjected to, quote, intense body search. The incident prompted Harare to protest and summon Ambassador Wharton. U.S. diplomatic officials confirmed the summoning of Wharton and said they are still waiting for further instructions from Washington and will release a statement soon.
But government sources say Harare is also fuming after the United States wrote a letter to President Robert Mugabe and his entourage, warning them not to stray beyond a 25-mile radius of New York during the United Nations General Assembly. This infuriated aides who accused the United States of harassment. Under United States sanctions, Mr. Mugabe and his inner circle are barred from traveling to the United States but can attend UN meetings. The United States' refusal to endorse Zimbabwe's July elections has also been a source of friction between the two nations. In a speech at the UN meeting, Mr. Mugabe attacked America and Britain, prompting United States diplomats to walk out. Foreign Affairs Permanent Secretary Joy Bima confirmed the meeting with Wharton and his appeal for further consultations.
We had summoned him in order to deliver a protest regarding the treatment that was meted out to the minister at JFK when he was leaving New York from the United Nations General Assembly.
So he has already been to the Minister of Foreign Affairs?
Yes, he was in the ministry and we did protest at the manner in which the minister was treated.
When was this meeting?
Last Thursday.
Were you satisfied with the explanation that he gave?
Well, he did listen to our protest, apologized for whatever happened, and said that he was going to go back to Washington to find out what exactly happened and why the minister was treated in that particular manner.
So did he give any exact date or time frame as to when he was going to come back to you?
Well, he said he was going to find out from Washington and was going to come back to us, and we are waiting for the response.
So was this only the matter to do with Minister Mbengegwi, or also that note that was given to the first family in New York? Did you protest about that as well?
It was a protest in which the minister had been treated, because we had asked for VIP clearance for him and treatment while he was going to board his aircraft, and that had been refused in spite of the fact that he had a letter, you know, authorizing him to be treated as a VIP. That is what we called him for.
That was Joy Bima, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.